The big question for the south side of Columbus is what now? What happens now that Columbus Castings will not reopen? The century-old steel plant closed this summer and hopes for a restart ended this week. The plant's new owners promised to clean up and develop the site. I'm standing outside the Columbus Castings facility. It's this huge, mammoth building, and it just looks completely empty. On the east side of the 110-year-old building, it reads, "Through these gates walk the finest steel foundrymen in the world." But that facility has been sold to a new owner who does not plan on reopening the steel manufacturer. Those 800 workers will not be coming back. Rick Coleman has lived all his life in a Southside neighborhood just up the street from Columbus Castings. He says his dad worked there back when it was called Buckeye Steel.
But he had breathing problems all of his life, and I think that place was a big part of it.
Coleman says he was shocked when the company declared bankruptcy this spring. The plant employed a lot of people in his neighborhood, but he says it also polluted the area. He thinks the new owners will have a big mess to clean up.
I hope that for like my kids and grandkids, that sort of thing, I hope something goes in there that produces a little bit more cleaner air, so to speak, you know?
Those new owners are the Reich Brothers, a development company that bought Columbus Castings at a bankruptcy auction for $30 million. CEO Jonathan Reich says it's too soon to say exactly what will become of the old steel plant. The plan is to clean and redevelop it, possibly for use by new industry, retail, or both. Reich says whatever the result, the new site will be more environmentally friendly.
But we're also mindful of, as it's been pointed out to us, of the number of residential neighbors near the foundry who have been very disturbed over the number of years by the environmental impact.
Reich says he feels for the loss of jobs. That's why he plans to hire some of the former foundry workers during the cleanup process. He also promises a job fair to connect laid-off workers with new companies. A few blocks from the old steel plant is Dan's Drive-In, a tiny diner that's been there since the 1950s. Server Jessica Hart says they've lost some business since the plant closed.
I mean, it's sad to see like your regulars go, but it's just something you deal with.
Hart says the office workers would put in a huge breakfast order every morning, and their lunch rush just isn't what it used to be. But she says the other businesses in the area are probably feeling the same.
It's got to be affecting everybody else, not just us.
Hart says whatever becomes of the old Columbus Casting site, she just hopes it's something useful that brings back business. Esther Honig, WOSU News.